Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll have some good old-fashioned songs, some songs for Valentine's Day, and go musically to Dallas. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and as listener Rich reminded me, nothing's more closely associated with Valentine's Day than Cupid. I've actually got enough vintage songs about Cupid for a couple of segments. This first one started off by Cole McElroy's Spanish Ballroom Orchestra.
Cupid on the wedding cake, On the top of every pretty wedding cake he dwells, high above the tiny silver bells. Standing there with spreading wings, smiling down on wedding rings. Happy groom and blushing bride, a blessing seem to take from the Cupid on the wedding cake.
There we go, pushing that 20s and 30s envelope a bit again with Cupid's Nightmare. That was Cab Calloway and his orchestra on August 28, 1940. Cupid's Nightmare was written and arranged by Don Redman, whose original arrangement wouldn't fit on a 10-inch 78, so this is an edited arrangement which eliminated one of two Dizzy Gillespie solos. I doubt it has anything to do with the song, but there's an illustration in the June 23, 1906 issue of Judge magazine by artist James Montgomery Flagg called Cupid's Nightmare, Broken Hearts, which shows a traditional rendition of Cupid waking up in bed from a nightmare where he's surrounded by broken hearts floating all around the room. Before Cupid's Nightmare, we had a much less harmonically daring piece, Cupid on the Cake. That was Jack Hilton and his orchestra with a vocal by Pat O'Malley on October 17, 1930. Sherman Myers, whose best-known composition is Butterflies in the Rain, wrote Cupid on the Cake. We started off this first of two Cupid sets with Cupid's Holiday. That was Cole McElroy's Spanish Ballroom Orchestra recording for Victor in San Francisco on October 14, 1931. The vocalist was Meyer Alexander, who led the chorus on Benny Goodman's radio show The Camel Caravan in the late 30s. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. We'll have another Cupid set, but before that, last week I played Old Fashioned Love in connection with James P. Johnson's birthday. Well, here are some other old-fashioned songs, beginning with Sharkey and his Sharks of Rhythm, with some old-fashioned swing.
An old-fashioned romance, a kiss and a shy glance, but where is there someone like me who longs for a garden that's just built for dreams, where we can make love 'neath the friendly moonbeams. By a dreamy lagoon, we would gaze at the moon and plan on how happy we'd be when we were wed. Now that's why I've said, just an old-fashioned romance for me. In the gloaming, neath a window, lovers sang long years ago. I love you as I never loved before, but they don't make love like that anymore. So I want an old-fashioned romance, just a kiss and a shy glance, but where is there someone like me who longs for a garden that's just built for dreams, where we can make love 'neath the friendly moonbeams. And by a dreamy lagoon, we would gaze at the moon and plan on how happy we'd be when we were wed. Now that's why I've said, just an old-fashioned romance for me. Thank you.
summer day, I chance to stray to a garden of flowers blooming wild. It took me once more to the dear days of yore and the spot that I loved as a child. There were the flocks, tall hollyhocks, violet perfuming the air, frail eglantines, shy columbines, and marigolds everywhere. It was an old-fashioned garden, just an old-fashioned garden. But it carried me back to that dear little shack in the land of long ago. I saw an old-fashioned missus getting old-fashioned kisses in that old-fashioned garden from an old-fashioned bow. I saw an old-fashioned missus getting old-fashioned kisses in that old-fashioned garden from an old-fashioned home.
Emil Berliner produced the first commercial flat discs in the U.S. in 1892 or 93. Because of patent disputes, Berliner was forced out of business in the U.S. and in 1900 began recording in Montreal, Canada, and in the late teens used American artists, including well-known talents such as Billy Jones. We just heard Louis James and Chorus from a Berliner record made in Montreal, Canada in 1921. That was Old Fashioned Garden, written by Cole Porter for the show Hitchy Coo, which opened at the Liberty Theatre on October 6, 1919, and closed the following month. There were three other shows with that same name around the same time, in 1917, 1918, and 1920. Before that, it was the New Orleans Jazz Band from a Regal 78 recorded around September 10th, 1924, and I'm Gonna Get Acquainted in a Quaint Old-Fashioned Town. I'm Gonna Get Acquainted was written by Tobias Brothers Harry and Charles and George Bennett and was preceded by Miss Lee Morse and her Bluegrass Boys and Old-Fashioned Romance. Lee Morse sang her own composition there on October 10, 1927. We begin that old-fashioned set with Sharky Bonanno and his Sharks of Rhythm and Old-Fashioned Swing. Sharky Bonanno was the vocalist on that Winston Tharp Joe Bishop song recorded January 29, 1937.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
I promised two segments of Rapidly Rotating Records about Cupid, and here's the second, starting off with Henry Hudson and his band.
And Cupid's army rank and defilers up the aisle they march, two by two. Side by side, we find the bride and bridegroom too. They'll soon be buying boots for new recruits, yes, two by two.
Time comes round, you know, you pack your bag and away you go to spend your summer holiday by the sea. You say you'll have a quiet time, a bachelor's life will be sublime, no running after pretty girls for me. You haven't been there half an hour when, much to your alarm, you find you're walking down the pier, a girl upon each arm. There must be little Cupid in the briny, there must be little Cupid in the sea. For as you stroll along the prom, 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 you wonder where the pretty girls come from. There must be little Cupid in the briny, shooting out their arrows merrily. For the girls are all so spoony and the fellows honeymoony. Oh, there must be little Cupid in the sea. Monsieur Alphonse from gay Paris, who spoke our language most awkwardly, went to Atlantic City the sight to see. Each morning when he went to swim, the girls would splash and jolly him and call him Froggy. He would say, wee wee. One day he caught one of them and said, do you parlez-vous? She said, I don't know what you mean, but if it's nice, I do. There must be little Cupid in the briny, there must be little Cupid in the sea. For as you stroll along the prom, 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 you wonder where the pretty girls come from. There must be little Cupid in the briny, shooting out their arrows merrily. But the fellow with the money is the bee that sips the honey. Oh, there must be little Cupid in the sea. Thank you.
hiding, Cupid. Hear my heart confiding, Cupid. Isn't there someone who'd love me? Cupid, how long must I keep imploring? Will I ever see you soaring down from the heavens above me? Up where you are in your own little star, surely you can see somebody who is forsaken and blue, just the same as me. Cupid, come to my assistance, Cupid. Must you keep your distance, Cupid? Send me the one who was made for me.
Jay Wilbur and his band, with Leslie Douglas providing the vocal on Cupid, written by Sam Coslow from June 1, 1934. Before that, from all the way back in 1915, we heard Billy Murray and There Must Be Little Cupids in the Briny from an Edison Diamond disc. There Must Be Little Cupids in the Briny was written by Jack Foley, but I don't think it's the same Jack Foley for whom the process of creating sound effects in movies is named. We started this Cupid set with Henry Hudson and his band, credited on the label of that Edison Bell Radio 78 as the Radio Melody Boys and Cupid's Army. The vocalist on that August 20th, 1931 recording was John Thorne, and Cupid's Army was written by Bruce Sevier and J.T. Ibanez. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. Last week, as I was picking records for the Isham Jones segment, I came across his recording of That Dallas Man, and I was going to play it last week, which would have made sense because the Super Bowl was being played in Dallas last Sunday, but I decided to save it for this segment on Dallas. Here's Isham Jones.
Life, sonny, let me introduce that Dallas man. He's a highfaluter, rootin' tootin' tutor. Let me introduce that Dallas man. Girls all go insaner when they're in his arms. He's a wild horse trainer, full of woolly charms. Like a Texas Ranger, he's a welcome stranger. Let me introduce that Dallas man. Thank you.
than the main street heart disease. I've got the Dallas blues, the main street heart disease. Buzzing round my head like a swarm of honeybees.
Everybody have it? Yes, sir.
Weaker sexes, there's a girl who comes from Texas who can swim that channel back and forth. She hits you in the solar plexus, knocks your tie and nearly wrecks it. Different from those girls we knew up north, they call her
Alice from Dallas, where the ark flows just like water. You kiss her, can't miss her, she's Satan's only daughter. Swings a wicked parasol, wicked line, and that ain't all. Bye-bye.
The Dallas String Band and their best-known recording, Dallas Rag, from December 6, 1927. It's been called the only black string band in history and was led by Coley Jones, who played mandolin and included Sam Harris on guitar and Marco Washington on bass. Before that, in a 180-degree turn in musical style, it was Bernie Cummins and his New Yorkers and Alice from Dallas from October 27, 1933. The vocalists are unidentified, but may have included Paul Roberts and Ernie Mathias, both of whom played trumpet in the band, Wally Smith and Jimmy McMillan, both reed men, and Bernie's brother Walter Cummins, who played banjo and guitar. Alice from Dallas was preceded by Ted Lewis and his band and Dallas Blues from June 3, 1931. You probably recognize the vocalist as Fats Waller, who also played piano, but the band also included Muggsy Spanier on trumpet and Benny Goodman on clarinet. Art A. Wand wrote the music and Lloyd Garrett the words. We began that Dallas set with That Dallas Man. That Dallas Man is from the Mae West film I'm No Angel and was composed by Harvey Brooks with lyrics by Gladys Dubois and Ben Ellison. That was Isham Jones and his orchestra on October 3, 1933, and the vocalist was Joe Martin, singing lyrics added to the original ones which Mae West sang in the film for male vocalists to sing.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and so we're going to finish up with a Valentine's set, but be warned that doesn't necessarily mean that these are songs for your sweetheart on Valentine's Day. Here's Fats Waller. Thank you.
little girl just for you, Valentine. You have teeth like rows of pretty pearls, and your kiss is far from mean. You'll all, in fact, you set the style, you're a queen, Valentine. And I'd walk a mile, it's worth a while to see your pretty smile. That is why I must have Valentine.
From the nearby windowsill. If you see a figure crouching in the ghostly pale moonshine, and the bullseye gleams through your startled dreams, then it's Jimmy Valentine.
Look out, look out, look out, look out, look out for Jimmy Valentine. For he's a pal of mine, a sentimental crook with a touch that lingers in his sandpapered fingers. He can find the combination of your pocketbook. Look out, oh, look out! When you see his lantern shine, that's the time to jump right up and shout, help! He'll steal a horse and cart, and even steal a girlie's heart for Jimmy Valentine. Gets out.
Thank you.
Well, I told you this was a Valentine's set, which doesn't necessarily mean songs for Valentine's Day. We just heard Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra and Jimmy Valentine, that sentimental crook with the sandpaper fingers. You probably recognized the vocalist as Billy Murray on that November 30th, 1928 recording. That song was inspired by MGM's first sound picture, the crime drama Alias Jimmy Valentine, which had started production as a silent picture. It was based on a stage play, which in turn had been based on an O. Henry story, and there were Alias Jimmy Valentine pictures made in 1915, 1920, and even The Return of Jimmy Valentine in 1936, and The Affairs of Jimmy Valentine in 1942. Before that, it was the International Novelty Orchestra, the Victor House Band, conducted by Nat Shilkret. The International Novelty Orchestra first appeared in March of 1922, and between then and 1927, they released about 100 sides in the U.S. We heard Valentine from May 18, 1926, with the vocal by Franklin Bauer. We began that Valentine set with Fats Waller and a piano solo from August 2, 1929, Valentine Stomp. Fats wrote Valentine Stomp for Hazel Valentine, who ran the Daisy Chain, also known as the 101 Ranch, which was a buffet flat or after-hours club. These were private homes in Harlem which provided access to gambling, drugs, and prostitution. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you have a wonderful Valentine's Day, and that you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. ¶¶